Well, welcome to the New Testament reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. Now, the subtitle for this particular part is Jesus Heals a Demon-Possessed Man. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. So they arrived in the land of the Gerasenes across the lake from Galilee. As Jesus was climbing out of the boat, a man who was possessed by demons came out to meet him. Homeless and naked, he had lived in a cemetery for a long time. And as soon as he saw Jesus, he shrieked and fell to the ground before him, screaming, "Why are you bothering me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Please, I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had already commanded the evil spirit to come out of him. This spirit had often taken control of the man, and even when he was shackled with chains, he simply broke them and rushed out into the wilderness, completely under the demon's power. Red letter, verse 30. "What is your name?" Jesus asked. "Legion," he replied, for the man was filled with many demons. The demons kept begging Jesus not to send them into the bottomless pit. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the hillside nearby, and the demons pleaded with him to let them enter into the pig. Jesus gave them permission. So the demons came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the whole herd plunged down the steep hillside into the lake, where they drowned. When the herdsmen saw it, they fled to the nearby city and the surrounding countryside, spreading the news as they ran. A crowd soon gathered around Jesus, for they wanted to see for themselves what had happened, and they saw the man who had been possessed by demons sitting quietly at Jesus' feet, clothed and sane. And the whole crowd was afraid. Then those who had seen what happened told others how the demon-possessed man had been healed. And all of the people in that region begged Jesus to go away and leave them alone, for a great wave of fear swept over them. So Jesus returned to the boat and left, crossing back to the other side of the lake. The man who had been demon-possessed begged him to go. Jesus said, "No, you can't go with me." Red letter, he said, "No, go back to your family and tell them all the wonderful things God has done for you." So he went all through the city telling about the great things that Jesus has done for him. May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious.